Ready or not, we go dey come with the wiki dey sound.
I feel so say na be bia looking different. Last thing na me money na to say beaters. What can I say? Me nam crown to say preachers.
I'm a winner, a fighter. I live and breathe like you. Nobody knows tomorrow. Inya koni ma inshine kedo ne avake mebo ba niova 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 niova.
1 2 1 2 Bako Mienu. My name is Reggie Rockstone.
I am the writer king who sips communion wine from the calabash. And as I say, Mama Kweje Biwafasi.
Hi, this is Epifania.
Hi, Ejay Kwesi Buati in here.
Hello everyone. My name is Safietou Seck from Senegal. I am the founder of the brand Saraya, which is a fashion brand from Senegal.
Hello, my name is Amwafo Asifa Cecilia, author of Ashaudai.
My name is Abeku Sego. I'm a playwright, poet, and actor.
Hello everybody. My name is Chantal Kukwa Igan. I'm a set designer, an interior designer, an artist, and a philanthropist.
My name is Amaka Amatefiu. I'm a Ghanaian artist. I paint, I do sculpture, and I write poetry as well.
Hi there, my name is Sape Kwadi from Indigene Bros Animation Studio.
Hi guys, my name is Joey B, aka your friend is saying busy.
Hey people, my name is Zakia Zakia, and you are now tuned into Africa Global Radio.
What's up, it's Trigmatic, and you're on Africa Global Radio. Our story, our growth, our future.
Yes, people, this is Rocky Dawuni coming to you live and direct. Direct from Africa Global Radio.
Well, I listen to Africa Global Radio all the time.
Africa Global Radio tells the story of Africans in the most unique way.
It's been a wonderful experience being on Arts Africa.
We have been talking about so much about Africa, entrepreneurship, fashion, and much more.
And this is where we nurture the Africa we want.
You better do so too. It's where you can have your best in entertainment, news, and everything about Africa. Stay with us.
I really encourage you to listen to that radio.
Africa Global Radio. Yeah, it's showing live. What?
Where we share our story, measure our growth, and craft our own future.
Log on to www.africaglobalradio.com.
Tune in to Africa Global Radio.
Africa Global Radio. Keep your dial tuned in.
On www.africaglobalradio.com.
Everything positive about Africa lives right here on Africa Global Radio.
Check out www.africaglobalradio.com, where Africa lives. We're telling you the African story.
Rah. Don't touch that dial.
Benin become Peninsem. Of Robert One and Sam, our shadows would find their places on the wall.
It is our story, our growth, and our future.
Be ready for more. We go de kill them with the wiki de sound.
another Friday is looking upon us. It's a beautiful sunny day out there. I don't know what the weather is like where you are. But I hope you're basking in it and enjoying the good day. I mean, if you have some clothes to wash, if you have some things to put in the sun, sometimes just take out the shoes and just dry the things out in the sun. You know, it's just wonderful when the heat goes through everything and you come and pack it back in the room. Fofo, Matawago, Salami, Tenastelen, Ini, Sogoma, Moni, Kushe, Oli Otia, Jambu, Sanunku. Good afternoon going out to everybody who's made time to listen to us right now. If you're listening to us via the website, hey, wonderful. Please do all three of the stories you find there as well. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, well, good afternoon, good morning, good evening to you, depending on the time you're actually watching this. Time check is 1:07 p.m. here in Accra Base, Ghana, and the temperature happens to be 28 degrees Celsius. Now, it's 1 p.m. in Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso, and the temperature is 33 degrees Celsius. It's 1 p.m. in Conakry, Guinea, and the temperature is 27 degrees Celsius. And it's 2 p.m. in Bangui, Central African Republic, and the temperature is 30 degrees Celsius. Good afternoon once again. My name is Epifania Chukotoglegui, and I will be driving you from now till 3 p.m. GMT. Now, don't forget, hey, we're happy when we connect with you. It's not like we just do the things here and leave it in midair. We want to know what you think of the things we do. We love to get your opinions as well. We love when you like the images, when you show us that probably you love more of this or more of that. So you can connect with us on Facebook at Africa Global Radio, Twitter and Instagram at AF Global Radio. And you can reach us on WhatsApp on +233 20 706 4680. Now, before I run you through for anything, we're taking a song, and the very first song we're starting with is Winning. It's by Kwesi Arthur featuring Vic Mensa. We'll be back to look at what we have slated for today.
Outside, C12, 9/11, grit today, Riasi, we still outside. Mind on the riches, hard in the trenches. You can't throw dirt on the underground, we thrive in it. Ghana boy stocks on the rise, Charlie, this flex, no day ready. See, we don't have to ride nobody way, we the ones who started with it. Translation, Yanni had to buy, Yanni had Yanni hits. This goes so hard, even the ops go with it, uh-huh. That's how you know we lit. Grrr.
Oh, my G's on the name, 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 you know what's up. Oh, my G's on the name, 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 you know what's up. Never pretend, living a lie, you know me gang, how I love. Oh, my G's on the name, 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 you know what's up. Oh, my G's on the name, 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 you know what's up. Oh, my G's on the name, 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 you know what's up. Never pretend, living a lie, you know me gang. Trust, mean taking no loss. We be the hottest on the scene. Gemstones from the dust. Big dog with your leash. Where's the love in the streets? Got my heart on the beat. See that blood on my sheets. Yeah, when we ready, me hit it heavy. Azuma, they're proud of my people already. Them I see Ellie. Me, I'm just sharing my journey. I'm thankful the people they hear me. Tribe of Joseph, I'm ahead of the bunch. P5, I was starving for months. A burning cutscene, both of my pockets. Me need my DNA, a baby for lunch. Poppy call me a star before BBC. Don't take a lot to get rid of me. Me and them don't get the same shit. Me and them don't get the same shit. Boy, they don't know who their name is. They say I move like I'm nameless. Cause I only come for their money bags. And I don't really wanna be famous.
We going crazy, we at the top and we never gonna stop. Hop in a ghost, I'ma get swayzy. I just got off of the jet and I cry. My niggas all winning, I'm humbly a lot. I be on go cause I come from the shot. I'm shooting back, I ain't ducking no shots. Got power like Samson, I cut off the locks. Ah, Shirek, ah, Tema. In the cut like I'm Fredo Santana. Uchu Bench and I hop in the Bama. The world is mine, I'm Tony Montana. I'm Pelican Fly. Diamonds on me cause I'm rapping a rock. I'ma go hard, I ain't killing them soft. I'm up in the hills, I feel like I'm Lauren. You ready or not? I like bitches who got businesses, I'm CEO of mine. 1980, Prezi Roly, we been working overtime. The witness, the police, the pigs, I don't eat swine. Son of Jacob, this biblical, my flow, the holy God.
save money, ground up in the gutter where they found us. Stones in the faint mouth rush, more vacays, more bucks, more race, more foreign trucks, more hoes on the tour bus, more Duce pork cup, toast to the winners, throw it up.
Juicy, where the drums at?
Charlie, what it happened? You are tuned to Africa Global Radio. My name is Manifest from Accra, Ghana. Bless up.
Okay, so that was Winning by Kwesi Arthur featuring Vic Mensa. Now, I mean, there's nothing beautiful like having everybody around you winning, because then it's just beautiful to celebrate the wins, the victories, you know, and the good times with your people, your G's, those in your close circle. When they're making it, when they're hitting it big, when blessings are coming their way, there's nothing so beautiful as that. So please don't forget to celebrate the victories of your friends as well. It shouldn't always be about you. Well, moving on, let me take you through what you have to expect for today's show. I've got a couple of things backed up for you. Now, you know, we always start the show with words of wisdom, so I'll definitely bring you the proverb of the week and the daily fix, and Mama Ben and I will break it down and give you our final takes on it. Yes, you can also send your thoughts to us via social media handles. Now, on good news, I'll be telling you about the woman who is changing cross-border trade logistics here in Ghana. I'll also be telling you about the creative mathematical fashion brand. Like, that one just rocked my head. And on headlines, we're going to Nigeria, Kenya, and then we'll be coming back to Ghana. On trends, we have hashtag the IGP, hashtag Aflao, and we also have hashtag medical. Now, we'll bring you the big question. And on Did You Know, I tell you about one of the first black people to have her own BBC radio series in the year 1935. So what did she actually do? How did she do it? What was it about? I mean, we'll tell you all about that when we get to the Did You Know segment. Our African champion for today is Kemi Badenoch. Kemi Badenoch. I want to be sure that it's not Badenoch or Badenoch. So Kemi Badenoch. And the name she told you is coming from Nigeria. On What's On Map, I'll be telling you about the Glitz Africa Fashion Week. A play, The Marriage of Princess Fedira. An online screening, Black Wheels Film Festival. And on What's New, she brings you some new ones coming from the music world, entertainment. Thames has a new one, Crazy Things. Come On featuring Black Thoughts and Shokuti, When We Move. And Hair, Back of My Mind, the debut album. So more will be telling all about it right here on the What's New segment. And today's poem is titled Stand Up Against Cancer. It's by Joshua Jerry. So as you can tell, the lineup is pretty, pretty full with good things right here for you. We'll be with you from now till 3 p.m. GMT. Please don't go. Don't disappear. This is not Don't Touch the Dial. Just leave it where it is. And in the midst of all that goodness is great music coming from Ghana. Well, we'll start the show by taking our proverb of the week. And that's how we also start with wisdom right here on the show.
Proverb of the week.
Proverb of the week.
Proverb of the week.
So this week, the proverb has been coming from Burundi. And it says, the fetus that is afraid of criticism is never born. It's coming from Burundi. I think we've all shared our thoughts on it. Finally, the thing I want to say is do not let the fear of what people have to say about what you're doing, about who you are, anything that has to do with you. Don't let the fear of what people have to say about it, or do not let people's opinion of you hinder you from achieving your greatness or bringing to life the dream you have in your heart. We're jumping to look at the daily fix, and then we'll take the take of Mami Aba Amwa Minta. So daily fix.
Daily fix.
Daily fix.
Daily fix.
Daily fix.
Well, Daily Fix is brought to us by Richard Akita. He happens to be a personal development coach. He's also an author. You can find more on our website. Every day you get a new Daily Fix, www.africaglobalradio.com. And if you go to www.richardakita.com, you also get to find out more about it. So please don't forget to check out both websites. And just, you know, take a day, a few minutes in a day. Just crack one in your head and practically be able to apply it in your life. It gives meaning to life. I have Mami Aba in the studio with me. Hi, Maud. How are you?
I'm okay. You?
I'm okay. I'm glad you're okay. I don't know why you're wrapped up.
The weather is cold.
With the sun outside.
You guys have the AC on
25.
Every minute.
25.
I don't know, but I'm cold.
Right.
I'm getting by.
Right. Should we get you a jacket?
No.
Oh, you want to go to the North Pole?
No. I want to go to Madagascar.
You want to go to Madagascar? A weekend?
For the rest of my life.
For the rest of your life? You literally want a residence permit there?
No, I want a residence permit in Seychelles.
You want the residence permit rather in Seychelles?
Yeah.
So, then Madagascar, what do you want?
I just want to visit. How are you?
I'm okay.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little bit under the weather, but I'm fine.
We thank God. In all things, the Bible says, give thanks to God. You'll be fine. I'm just seeing you like this and being a little bit under the weather. I'm just wondering what would happen if you were not under the weather. But we're glad. Where are you headed after work?
No plans.
You've dressed up beautifully. Not for the day.
Did you see the quote that said, don't save your good dresses for a good day because you don't know when you're dying?
Okay, so it's one of those days.
Yeah, it's like,
okay, sure.
I took a bath, looked through my wardrobe, I'm like, let me see, maybe I'm saving this dress. I've had it for like over a year, never worn it. I'm like, let me just throw it on. So, yeah.
You'll be fine. I just hope somebody does take you. I mean, how's this spa booking coming along? You said you paid for that. I mean, it's good to treat yourself.
Yes, yes. Is there.
It's gonna come on, right?
Okay. Hopefully, this weekend.
This weekend? Mm-hmm. Like tomorrow, Sunday?
Yeah, like tomorrow, maybe. Hopefully, fingers crossed. I mean, I've paid for it, my money.
I've not said anything. I'm just saying tomorrow. Okay, right.
What plans do you have for the weekend? You'll be staying in the house with a book?
No, I'll be in the house, but then not with a book.
The usual. Okay, daily fix.
You know, the Daily Fix actually says life's pain produces a sculptured masterpiece.
Yeah. I think basically pain comes to mold us into a better version of ourselves. Sometimes pain is just pain.
Yeah.
You just feel it because it hurts. But sometimes the pain comes as a lesson.
Yeah, that's true.
Into becoming a better you. So, if life hits you with something and it hurts, cry. Get over it. Learn something from it. And use that. Use that lesson to become a better version of yourself. Use that lesson to mold yourself into the masterpiece that God created you to be.
Okay. I wish you guys could see her. But, yeah. Well, she said it. Just cry. Get over it. And the only thing I'll say is, it's like when, you know, sculpture, you actually, when they make statues and things, or when they sculpture something out of stone, you constantly have to chip off the excess rock or the parts you don't need. Now, that is painful. You may think, oh, it's a non-living thing, or it doesn't really feel pain. Yeah, but that's what the experiences, or the pain we go through in life, that is what it does to us. So with each experience, it sheds off something which is unnecessary. It could be a bad habit, it could be a habit, or it could even be people around you who in the long run will not necessarily help you. Sometimes all the painful experiences teach you not to trust people. Sometimes it teaches you to know who to keep close, who to keep afar. Some of them teach you how to just keep quiet about certain things. So with everything, some of them come to teach you how to probably be better disciplined, to make you yourself a better person. So they, in the long run, all they do is bring out that sculptured masterpiece. Like she said, come on, be what God has created you to be. Beautiful. Just let the pain come. Don't run away from it. What you run away from today, you go and meet somewhere else in different dimensions. Well, thank you so much. Don't forget, you can also send your take on the Daily Fix. Facebook, Africa Global Radio, Twitter, and Instagram, AF Global Radio. We're taking another song. When we come back, we'll be jumping directly for good news. Now, this is Confusion, and it's by Manifest. We'll be right back. jewels, baby.
The shadows came to dance. The nighttime got its own plans. Busy bodies, all busy, moving giddy giddy. Beautiful chaos, you go see a feely feely. Hurry, hurry, okay, wait. Go slow, fast pace. Between confused and amused, despite tins in my rear view. Little kiddy wants your curfew, and I think it's fast too. We can pass it with you, and you lost your innocence. In a sense, you are rude, and you're all but intense. How can I blame you? And life is a puzzle, and they left you no clues. The whole system on hold up. Hold up. Even the adults know we grown up. Grown up. We all just the rent, not owner. Bone shaker flows go slow when we roll up. Confusion all child when the system all choke. Life pulling no punches, so we do the robot dope. Can't afford to be broke, so I cope with the hope that the shadows came to dance. The nighttime got its own plans. Busy bodies, all busy, moving giddy giddy. Beautiful chaos, you go see a feely feely. Hurry, hurry, okay, wait. Go slow, fast pace. Girl on the seesaw, I don't wonder all the things that she saw. Mommy the puppy still the fight at home more. Even these matters make man the free for. Nobody day, but they all play hard. Even outlaws are down by law. No GPS, but we all explore. No leftovers, yeah, we eat all. But B left sober, now he drunk calls. Everybody is a crystal when it rains, it pours. Every day, they be make it come by force. Nobody day, but they all pray hard. Even outlaws are down by law. No GPS, but we all explore. Blinded by the feeling of not knowing tomorrow. Today's sorrow. Got a nigga feeling so hollow. I could follow the road to cook unto me. No be man, make might. Yummy to me. Nobody day, but they all pray hard. Even outlaws are down by law. No GPS, but we all explore. The shadows came to dance. The nighttime got its own plans. Busy bodies, all busy, moving giddy giddy. Beautiful chaos, you go see a feely feely. Hurry, hurry, okay, wait. Go slow, fast pace.
Okay, so that was Confusion, and that's by Manifest. Now we're moving on to take good news right here on the show. Let's go explore the ghost stories we've got for you right here on the show.
Good news.
Good news.
Good news.
Good news.
Good news.
So our very story, the very first one is about Jetstream, and Jetstream brings me to a woman who's actually changing, cross-border trade logistics here in Ghana. Now, she actually is a founder of Jetstream, and Jetstream is a technology-enabled logistics company. So one thing they aim to do is give emerging markets more control over their global supply chain. Now, if we talk logistics over here, talk about shipping and all that, if you're here in Ghana, you understand. I'm sure probably applies to other places, but unless there's more structure, it could be a lot of issues. And trust me, if you're here and you go to the port, the harbor, you understand what it means when they say Jetstream is like a lifesaver for some of them, because the hassle in going back and forth, you know. For Jetstream, it was like they were igniting a cross-border trade revolution. They were just changing everything. Now, it's powered by a network of freight carriers, custom agents, and ground transporters. And they combine the technology and on-the-ground know-how to move the shipments of any size between global markets and the African continent. And if you're there, probably you're here. Most of the things you use, you ship them, you bring them, you import them. You know how much you have to pay for all these things. Sometimes keeping track of them. And then if you have a lot of companies trying to bring in different shipments or tracking these different shipments from different places, it could be, for lack of better words, it could drain you a lot. Like, I've seen people so frustrated about it. Is that bad? So for Jetstream to actually make a platform bring technology into the space and be able to change it for them. This puts away all the paperwork. This puts away being able to run here, run there. You know, it changes the landscape for them and it makes the whole logistics thing a beautiful thing for the people. Now, one thing JustStream does is they act as the vertical broker between what you call the fragmented and then the often hidden segments of the cross-border supply chain here in Africa. So they give you instant pricing, they give you cargo tracking, the customs regulatory transparency, they just make all these things visible for you to see. See, you can buy something at this amount here, and then by the time it gets here, you're paying like three times or you literally have no idea how much you're going to pay for customs. You also, how am I going to track the cargo? Where has it got into? Where is this? Who is this? And the different parties involved before you actually get what you have ordered for. Sometimes it's overwhelming. So JustStream acts as they are like the vertical broker. They get you to see and they make the process transparent. You know, there's no hidden figure anywhere. A is A, B is B, C is C, D is D. You can see, okay, so it's here, it's there. Okay, so when we get customs, this is what we're going to do. And most often, people tend to have issues with customs because when they get the clearance, the money, you're paying this, you're paying that. And at the time, before you are done, you don't even know whether you actually were supposed to pay for all that you paid for. So please, if you just want to avoid all that stress, if you want to save yourself, just go and get JustStream. Now, they have a website. They also have a mobile app. You can create an account so you can log in. You open an account. If you don't have, you create one. And then also, you can track your shipment and be able to go with them. So you can tell A, it's here, A, it's there, or B. It makes shipment easy. It's changed the whole landscape of the logistics industry here in Ghana. And I'm really happy. It's actually being founded by a woman, Misha. And I think this is a great thing. Now, one of the key things that made me push this is this week I'll be trying to see if I could get women who are in the entrepreneur space who are not necessarily pushing, because at a point there was this narrative that most of the women entrepreneurs are actually not pushing things that bring economical change. Well, this is actually bringing economical change. This is actually bringing, it's having an impact on the revenue. So we're going to be looking at women in such spaces and we'll be celebrating and appreciating the work that they're doing. Now, the second good news story we have for you, that's why I said the creative mathematical fashion brand. Now, I think some of you know by now that, I mean, I love maths, but I love maths and it's not really it wasn't my best friend when I was in school. Yeah, there's still room for learning, there's still room for improvement. But then when I found out that there was a fashion brand out there that was based on creative mathematics, I was like, whoa, tell me about it. So you actually go get their partings and you realize that the partings and everything that has been done is, it has mathematics, like, maths words into it. When I'm talking of the maths here, the mathematics here is not the measurement. It's not knowing that, okay, let me cut this puff sleeve, let me cut this here, let me do this, no, that or no. I'm talking of the parting, the design, mathematics. And it's not like we're putting plus here. There's pie graph and things that is done to be able to determine, we're paying this color here, we're paying that color here, or we select this parting here. Like when I started, I was like, oh, wow. Now, it's called Diarra Blue. Diarra Blue, and it's a contemporary lifestyle brand that was founded by Diarra Bosu. So basically, their mission is to iterate for sustainability while they highlight the African continent's rich colors and unique patterns through practical and versatile pieces that were designed, please listen carefully, using mathematical concepts of algorithms. I'm sure those of you that love math so much and all these algorithm concepts, you just be wanting to see these. Now, the founder, like I mentioned, is Diarra Bosu. One thing, though, they're also trying to push for is they're looking at sustainability. They do the recycle, reuse, reinvent, reproduce. You know, they're trying to cut down on the waste in the system. And Diarra is actually a strong activist when it comes for global celebration of the African culture, the legacy. And she's strongly representing Senegal at the United Nations new platform for art and heritage. So for those of you wondering where the mathematics came from, well, Diarra did complete her master's degree in mathematics education at the Stanford University. And she did this with stints at the Stanford Graduate School of Business and Research of Creative Mathematics. Like, Charlie, look, it's beautiful. It's beautiful to see when people put their minds to things. Creativity is a whole new space. When somebody puts their mind to something and decides to explore it in their own creative way, it's just amazing the kind of work they turn out with. Now, she's somebody you call a serial entrepreneur because she's actually launched several startups since 2013. And notably, Diarra Blue is the main one, and that she's pushing through with the aim, like I said, to celebrate African heritage while empowering local artisan communities as well. Well, if you want to find more and see great pictures and this beautiful partings that it just takes you back to the African heritage, but still has mathematics at the core, just go search for Diarra Blue, www.diarrablue.com. Diarra Blue is DIARRABLU. DIARRABLU. Well, that's all we have for you for good news right here on the show. Now, don't forget, if you're not able to listen to the full show, you can definitely catch your favorite segment on YouTube at Africa Global Radio. This is Everlasting. It's by Stone Boy. We will be right back for headlines across Africa. Tell you guys how much I love this song. I don't know, I really love the song Everlasting by Stone Boy. I think it's a beautiful tune. I mean, if you've not really had time to check it out, listen to it, and probably, you know, just soak it in for some few minutes, you should try that this coming weekend. It's a lovely song. He's got quite some great songs out there. Well, we're moving on to look at headlines across Africa right about now.
Headlines across Africa.
Headlines across Africa.
Headlines across Africa.
So today we're going to Nigeria, Kenya, and then we'll be coming back to our base, Ghana. Now we'll start from Kenya, who were reading from the Nation newspaper, and I mean, not pleasant headlines, but the headline says, thousands mourn Agnes Tirop on the streets of Eldoret. So quickly, before we dive into the story, these are a few facts you need to know, as the newspaper has actually put it. Well, while holding a giant banner with end gender-based violence and T-Rob's images emblazoned on it, the message was clear. The athlete's fraternity is fed up with the domestic squabbles that have now taken on of the country's rising stars. Tirop, who was found dead in her home in Iten, Elegio, Marakwet County last week, will be buried on Saturday in her parents' home in Kampomayasi village, Mosoriot, Nandi County. Well, thousands of athletes, coaches and residents on Friday brought business in Eldoret town to a standstill during the procession in honor of the late former world cross-country champion Agnes Tirop. While holding a giant banner with the phrase "End gender-based violence" and Tirop's images emblazoned on it, the message was clear. The athletes' fraternity is fed up with the domestic squabbles that have now taken on one of the country's rising stars. Tirop was found dead in her home in Iten, Elegio, Marakwet last week in the Marakwet County. Now she's going to be buried on Saturday. The police have said that Tirop's husband, Ibrahim Rotik, is the main suspect in the murder of the two-time World Championship medalist. He was arrested last week on Friday in Mombasa and has since been in custody awaiting trial. After a brief prayer session and viewing of the body at Eldoret Hospital mortuary, the mourners, led by hundreds of world beaters, took to the streets of Eldoret in a procession that lasted close to 2 hours. Former world champions Julius Yego, javelin, Janet Jepsego, 800 meters, Milka Kemos, 3,000 meter steeplechase, Yuni Sum, 800 meters, three-time London Marathon champion Mary Keitani led from the front. Former Berlin Marathon champion Gladys Cherono, marathoners Joanne Kelimo, Lawrence Cherono, Caroline Chepionko were also among the athletes who came out to mourn their departed compatriot. Now, two-time Olympics marathon champion Eliud Kipchoge, I think he recently did, he won something recently. Now, his training mate, Jonathan Koriri, former Olympics 1,500-meter champion Isabel Kiprop, former 800-meter world champion Alfred Kiwa, were also at the mortuary. The procession actually ended at 11:38 a.m. at River Tex alongside Kisumu Road in Eldoret Town, before they proceeded to Kampasiya Primary School in Nandi County, where the Requiem Mass will be held from 12:30 p.m. I think it's not really the best news, but hey, domestic, you know, gender-based violence has to end. It has to end. And I think it's even more disturbing when you realize that the person or the key suspect in it is somebody who was closest to her. Somebody who is supposed to be your safe space actually becomes the person you're running from, the person that you actually are in danger of. So they should do the investigations, and if the husband is actually the one responsible as they're suspecting, he needs to face the law properly. Well, we're moving on to Nigeria, where we're reading from the Vanguard newspaper, and the headline says, Nigeria, not a complete disaster. Wole Soyinka. Chronicles from the land of the happiest people on earth. That's the title of Nobel laureate Professor Wole Soyinka's new novel. He was answering questions about the thematic preoccupations and geographical, temporal and socio-political settings of the novel when he said Nigeria was not a total disaster. Now, Soyinka spoke in an interview with CNN, monitored by Vanguard, on why now, 48 years after his last novel, the legendary playwright said, only a prose form can handle things that have been bubbling up inside me. The title was plucked ironically from reality. A poll was taken and Nigeria put among the top four happiest nations of the world. I wondered, who are these people? What do they know? What have they seen and experienced about Nigerians to make such an attribution? So that claim really had been waiting to be answered in many years. And when you look at the surrounding, everything is the opposite. Opposite. And yet Nigeria is not a complete disaster. People still manage to eat, to some extent, a dignified and satisfied living. And I think it's not surface appearance of contentment or making the best of a really bad job, insisting that no matter what, life must go on by all kind of excessive, should we superficial means of demonstrating our contentedness. Now, it's that which needs to be celebrated in addition, of course, to the bleak actualities. He also answered questions on the Tanzanian Abdul Razak Guna, who was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature. Well, my immediate reaction was, let the African tribe expand, wherever or however situated. The second is to use this opportunity to extend my sympathy for his baptism of fire. His account was hacked into and used to announce my death just when I was looking forward to celebrate with this new club member. See how wicked people are. They used his account to pronounce me dead. So as I'm saying yet again, welcome to the club. You're about undergoing the mystery aspect of this recognition, which seems to excite some people in all kind of strange ways. Well, that's a story coming from the Vanguard newspaper. Interesting words coming from Wole Soyinka about Nigeria, but I think you should all do one and get the book if you can. Chronicles from the Land of the Happiest People on Earth. That's the title. Chronicles from the Land of the Happiest People on Earth. That's the title of the new novel. So please do all to lay your hands on it and take a good read at it. Finally, we're coming back to Ghana, and then we're reading from the Graphic newspaper. And the headline says, Africa's youth challenged to shape her destiny. Well, President Akufo-Addo has challenged Africa's youth to take mental, physical, and economic lead roles in positioning Africa as the giant of the future. In a speech read on his behalf by the Vice President, Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia, at the Youth Connect Africa Summit taking place in Accra, President Akufo-Addo maintained that Africa could be as successful as any other and urged the youth, who make up a very large proportion of Africa's population, to take their rightful place in shaping the continent's destiny. I do not accept that Africa has a DNA that dooms us to fail. Africans can, like all the other people that have succeeded, make life meaningful and worth living for their own people. We must cultivate an irrepressible desire to do right by the citizen. There is an abundance of dynamic entrepreneur talent on a continent struggling to express itself and take advantage of such conditions. We have to encourage this expression with full force and ensure that we can stand on our feet and make it impossible for the systematic looting and plundering of our human and material resources that have characterized much of our modern history to continue. This is the significance of the concept of Ghana Beyond Aid, indeed of Africa Beyond Aid. Now, the president continued, simply put, I just want us to have more self-confidence and accept that we shall never reach the level of development we aspire to by relying on aid or external assistance, no matter how generous. It is a mindset that I wish Africans to discard, a mindset of living on charity and handouts. Well, that's a story coming from the Graphic newspaper here in Ghana. I think for those of you that understand why I'm just sighing, it's a bit, I don't know. Reading this and reading who said it, it's and looking at the recent comments and the recent actions, something just doesn't tally. And this is definitely not the platform for me to discuss that. But yes, that's all we have for you for headlines across Africa. We'll take this, and then when we come back, we'll be taking a song. Life's useful tips, and now a call away. 3-2-1 on your Vodafone is your new life too. Call 3-2-1 for childcare, maternal matters. And as it's never been you have so well. Call 3-2-1 to report corruption in your community. I lost the Congo Trauma. Call 3-2-1 on your Vodafone and tell your friends and family to call us too. From 6 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Call 3-2-1 7 days a week, every day. Call 3-2-1. I say, Obe Mia 3-2-1. Ewa Vodafone ne so. emre bia. Senye beya ube tie amanebwa efa apomodenho. Ema, emofra eni emema ye die. A efa tutra semho. Inkaibo, anase enijidie. Ewe musa chayensem. Ekuyayo, eni afufropi.
Well, as much as we would love to enjoy the song, we will enjoy the song right after we take trends on social media.
What's trending?
What's trending?
What is trending?
What's trending?
Okay, so today we have three things trending. Hashtag the IGP, hashtag Aflao, and hashtag medical. Now, starting with the IGP, he's trending hand in hand with medical because, well, medical, he's a musician here in our base, Ghana. He's actually been arrested for brandishing a weapon on social media. So that has actually got a lot of people. I mean, you have, for every story, there are different people supporting different ideas and different thoughts. So there's some that are happy about, some believe the IGP is actually doing his work, and some say that, well, it should not be, he's not being fair, some people are out there doing worse. And yeah, so you get both sides of the story on social media, but that is why the IGP and medical are trending. Now, medical actually happens to be a very good friend of Shatawale, the dancehall artist here in our base, Ghana, who is currently in police custody for a prank that he played and that actually got out of hand. Well, the next thing we have trending is hashtag Aflao. And Aflao is trending because, well, the president actually made certain remarks in response to the chief of Aflao demanding for accountability and also asking for the E-block in one of the schools that's been built in his place, in his village, to actually be open. I think the president said something along the lines of he should go and complete it himself if he's tired of waiting. So people are debating as to whether, I mean, that was the appropriate response he should have given to the chief, the paramount chief for that matter. Others are saying he needs to apologize. Some are saying, well, what the chief also said was not right. And yeah, you always have everybody defending what they think of the issue. But that is what we have for you on trends on social media. You can actually go on Twitter and also see and try and get a better understanding of most of all the things. But we'll be discussing more of these trends on our discussion zone today. Today happens to be Trend Friday. So now let's go continue with our song. So this is It No Be My Matter. It's by Ochame Kwame featuring Kwame Eugene. We'll be right back.
Be my master, skelebu. I want ya.
jammy kwame. Come up and me and I'm a standing yammy. Me just said that my rally. Why should me ye wa ma ud yam dami? Kwame ne kwame juji na ya kwame. Wa mu peye ye muna tubi mami.
I don't know if you're letting what people say about you get to you, but you should not. So like Ochame Kwame and Kwame Eugene, you know, be your matter, Charlie. Don't let what people say about you actually hinder you from doing what you do. Because see, if you take one step forward, someone will complain, why are you moving forward? If you take one step back, someone will complain, why are you staying where you are? Why are you going back? So indirectly, you go for someone complains, you come back. Someone complains, why have you come back? And then you go back again. You will literally be stagnant. You won't go anywhere. You move anywhere. And yes, everybody's entitled to their opinion. It's good to show respect. It's good to take the advice and listen to what people have to say. But the fact that you're giving somebody your opinion on something does not mean they necessarily have to take it. We also have to understand that. If I feel what you're wearing is not the best on you, I can tell you. But I shouldn't expect that you should take that as the Bible or as fact. Our truths are relative. They're not the facts. So let's be careful when we're passing judgment on people or when we're telling people what we think about certain things they do, because let's know that they have their lives to live as much as we do. And no matter what, we can never be in their shoes and they can never be in our shoes. We're moving on to look at the big question for this week. I hope you guys have sent in, I mean, your thoughts on the big question.
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 Okay, so this week we're asking you, how often do you check for lumps in your breasts? How often do you check for lumps in your breasts? Like, how often do you do it? Every day after a shower, you put your hand as you're bathing, you check. Or do you do it once a week or twice a week? And I think one thing too is, how has any of you ever been to see, you know, just find, if you've never been to see a professional, to actually check your breast. Charlie, this is October. This is breast cancer month. Just go. Go and let them check it. Please, go and let them check. If you've never seen a professional to check your breast, please go and let them check it. And then learn or find out how you can check it on your own as well. So you'll be doing it whilst you're home. You need to take care of these things because, Charlie, they hold a lot of power. You need to take care of them. Take care of them now, so they also take care of you later. It's very important. Breast cancer is real. It's both for the women and the men. So if you're a man as well, please don't say, oh, it's for women. No. There are men who are equally getting breast cancer out there, and it's not a pleasant issue. So please go get your breast, for lack of, because they're men. I wouldn't say boobs, but go get your breasts checked. Please, it's important. Well, this is Happy Day. It's by Sakodia featuring Kwame Eugene. We'll be right back for a Black History segment.
Now, another one. What else? Huh? Yeah. It's a beautiful brand new day. My sending your coupon WhatsApp. We really go very reply Tuesday. Me that's what think we man mean with you. That be the taste of grace. I see me so bolona men no mono go better than any ace of spade. Me she ran around for create some space. Cause it gets some weight. Bug out my way lean jeans. I'm a movie says you can't buy me some more than a yak. I'm a monte.
say a song and me be a nipper beer to men and by a trim man pain. Who won't pay via near Canada than India could have not been changed. Then I'm missing issue and this is just what my sensation and me pecans.
Everybody give glory. Yes, to a winner, me a mini nanny. How do I mean? See your baby, it's the other baby.
Blame on God. Now me mama turn force, but still I now me pray turn Ford. I feel me hunya when ya me ya mama no for try comport. Cause my damn for now where ya da be. Ne mama ne ne papa will be and I will turn jot. We are here my yet chain ne will port. Me kai me DJ mu and she ne go abaso. Van penny ne fuwa so ka sembi. So when the father say ne be a horn and so. Yes I me ne a buy ne wo wenki wenki. That's a doom sort buy and I me kai ya. Inflation crash on me boss. In the end, they said, I can name them Babby Kosuku free. Yeah, I name it to Chamamo, Mofame Bonnie Chamin and Atwaso.
Everybody, give glory. Yes, to a winner, me, a mini nanny. How do I mean? See your baby. Yeah. It's the other baby.
Again, I come by boom. Ebi and I be what I whoop and say when you miss a sour bra boom.
Yes.
A brandy is a cool anchor when look back. I walk our side too. Forget any panado, you be in a wobe ya, 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 negativity call the banner wakati. I won ember for him a doggy. To what you mona call than your member sort. Near your whole assistant that we name on the master said we need boss of power. One time, over short.
You see the vibe of the control. And now the blessings the flow, yeah. Oh, thank you, Meradi, yes. So I'm Bambuti, I'm a Dacha, Mini, I'm Bam. Ah, thank you, Meradi, yes. So I'm Bambuti, I'm a Dacha, Mini, I'm Bam. Rockstar, Cho, Cho, Cho. I give you praise, oh, bro, bro, bro.
The battle is still the Lord's.
What's up, everybody? This is Trigmatic, and you're listening to Africa Global Radio. Stay tuned.
Okay, so that was Happy Day by Sakodia featuring Kwame Eugene. I hope you guys are having a happy day. Even if it's not a happy day, I hope it's not that bad. But I mean, you're staying afloat, afloat the tide. Well, we're moving on to look at Did You Know, where we get to something interesting that you had absolutely no idea about. But we are here to tell you.
Did you know?
Did you know?
Did you know?
Did you know?
Now, did you know Elizabeth Welch was one of the first black people to have her own BBC radio series in 1935? Well, if you do know, now you know. Now, it was called Soft Lights and Sweet Music. This TV series, which made her a household name in Britain. Now, Elizabeth Welch was an American singer of mixed heritage who made London her home in 1933. She immediately established herself as a popular star of intimate West End cabaret, BBC radio and theatre. Beautiful and glamorous, she captivated British audiences with her elegance and soft, lovely voice. Elizabeth made her BBC radio debut on 14th October 1933. Now, her appearance marked the beginning of an association with the BBC that lasted for over 60 years. Well, if you didn't know about anybody like that, now you know about Elizabeth Welch. Don't forget, you can read more of such black history facts on our website, www.africaglobalradio.com. Well, moving on to look at who we're crowning as an African champion. Who actually gets to wear the crown today? Let's find out.
African champions.
African champions.
African champions.
African champions.
Well, African champion for today is Kemi Badenoch. I just want to be sure I'm actually getting her name correct.
You be champion!
Now, Olukemi Olufunto Badenoch is actually a British politician who has served as the Member of Parliament for Saffron Walding since 2017. She's a member of the Conservative Party. Now, she has served in Boris Johnson's second government as the Minister of State for Levelling Up Communities and Minister of State for Equality since since the September 2021 reshuffle. Now, Bade Notch was born in Wimbledon, London, to parents of Nigerian origin. Her childhood was spent in part in the US and in Lagos, Nigeria. She returned to the United Kingdom at the age of 16. After studying computer systems engineering at the University of Sussex, Bade Notch worked as a software engineer at Logica. Then she went on to work at the Royal Bank of Scotland Group as systems analyst before working as an associate director at Couts and later as a director at The Spectator magazine. In 2012, Bade Notch unsuccessfully contested a seat on the Landing Assembly. 3 years later, she was selected as a Landing Assembly member after a vacancy arose. She was elected as the MP for the Saffron Welding on 8 June 2017, following the retirement of former Deputy Speaker Alan Hasselhurst. Now, she became the first woman to represent that constituency. Bade Notch served as Exchequer Secretary to the Treasury and as Parliamentary Under Secretary of State for Equalities at the Government Equalities Office from 2020 to 2021. In September 2021, that was just last month, she was promoted to Minister of State for Equalities and was appointed Minister of State for Leveling Up Communities. So from all of us here to you, Kemi, we just want to say that
you are an African champion.
Indeed, you are an African champion. Don't forget, you can also find more African champions on our website, www.africaglobalradio.com. Now, don't forget, if you're not able to get the show live, you can always listen to it on repeat on the website. The podcast is there. You can also catch your favorite segment on YouTube at Africa Global Radio. We're taking a song and we'll be right back as we delve into trends. The interesting trends we had actually this whole week, we're going to be talking about them. Now, this one is Coming Home. It's by Ms. V featuring Tiwa Savage, and it's a new one, so enjoy it.
This tune is made by Kiva.
Ms. V, yo. Tiwa Savage. I could lie, spend my lifetime with somebody like you. Somebody like you. It be treasure I have found in somebody like you, somebody like you, 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 you. My baby, your love I dey carry for my heart, oh. My baby, the feeling they be me like potato. My baby, if you give me the ring, I'll go collect, oh.
Hey, homie, you, yeah.
soul.
If I shake your body,
if I shake your body,
relax your body,
relax your body.
Chop my money,
chop my money.
Come to daddy,
come to daddy.
Oh, see me swag,
oh, see me swag.
Say in quan,
say in quan.
Bami, bami,
I won't say it.
Love me,
yeah.
Baby, love me, love me.
Frip,
pose,
what
the
enemy?
I'm
out
here
again, yes,
sir.
That's a wine in the building. That's a wine in the building.
We don't come again and Kasana. Sometimes Satiana say you can pump. Last year was a gobe. This year the air shrink pine, non pine, brown pine, sound pine. Over whom a picture TV so, the voice out radio, never beget picture demo so, the free who are fine view.
I feel almost say I a guy, and you put in a back rack. Who did she in and sha? Bean and Bia. Dinencia, on fa se dinenli. Last year na nko ye mpa, afiere ye wo seye, etu ya musa. Next year na ye besiesie wie. Love, faith, na ye bo show di pay.
cars, girls, now made the fancy say,
Kwame Menkasa, a rabbi no be say we shut up. The simmins in a missy, I wanna be hata. Very soon, no comedy go better at that. Boys, great, best shut up. Oh, here, my father's day, your papa. School, you ever see a call. Then, so I could contact grandpa, you never fed
up. Oh, Bali bottle. And came over here, mobile. Maybe who says she says it up. Big up, you shut up, Wally Bodo.
Then go bow down my head, Omu Seba, Pam 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 Panana, Abem Bum Nessa, Then go see, say, I'm a Yako Akra, Sipa Tisadua, Neko, Neba, on a moon, say, ye be ye ye be.
I really don't know what's about to happen, but we do know that the discussion zone is about to go down, and I do have my co-host in the studio with me. Good afternoon, ladies. Okay, lady and gentlemen.
Good afternoon. Guy, your mic is a bit down. Okay.
Lady and gentlemen, not lady, ladies.
Okay. Yeah, they are the ladies.
What do you mean? Behave yourself.
Well, you get that you be a lady.
How can I be a lady? You are the one bearing the cross right now. Hallelujah.
I can hear you. How are you?
I'm okay.
Did you pray for Maud? Yeah, I had her asking you to pray for her. Did you?
Yeah. It might not be what she wants, but you never know what you want until someone actually prays for you.
May that prayer not be answered.
Yes, I assume that's what
amen,
she wants.
Amen, amen, amen. Because prayers, you haven't asked people to pray for you, dear.
Why are you praying that prayer?
What's your problem?
No, but what if what you're praying for is not something she wants?
That's what I think she wants.
Wait, that's what you
but that's not your you're not in a position to determine what she wants.
That is why I said Allah will not answer that prayer. That prayer will not cross. It will not reach.
Now, wow.
It's like he praying for you to give birth to quadruplets or something.
He's praying for me to get pregnant.
Ah, without marriage?
Without marriage.
That's bad.
Those are your words, so not mine. Okay.
Whose words? Who?
Okay, so this week we've had very interesting trends. Some have taken people on emotional roller coaster rides. And I say, just coming in, I think we'll start from that one. So it turns out medical has actually been remanded for 5 days for brandishing.
Dampering people in the net.
I mean, you see the video and him being taken away and the wife in such a distressful mode. It's putting people on, I mean, different angles, but... What do you guys think of it, Hafiz? I mean, there are two sides of the story. People are saying he's putting his foot down and making the law work. Other people are saying he's being biased. He's just doing it, you know, to get attention.
Who is getting attention?
That's what they claim, the IGP. I saw, if you look at some of the trends on Twitter, some people are claiming he's just doing it for attention and it's not something he can't keep up. It's empty. That's what they're trying to say.
I'm not even going to respond to that bit of it. It sounds ridiculous.
I don't believe it.
I'm going to start from the Shatawale bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, wow, Shatawale, a gift that keeps on giving.
Can you mention one of his favorites? Okay, do you have a song of his?
No.
Do you know any song of his?
Oh, yeah, lots. Come on, who doesn't know Shatawale songs?
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm just not into Shatawale. But... I mean, seeing all the conversations surrounding it, I mean, with Shatta, that behavior, if you monitor Shatta for so long, that stunt wouldn't surprise you.
Yeah.
Nothing he does surprises anybody anymore. Yes. And it's the sort of behavior you'd expect from artists that are still trying to hone their crafts, that are still in their, you know, formative years, trying to make a name for themselves. And so... you'd expect them to put up certain behaviors just so to
gain attention.
Get attention.
Okay.
But with Shatta, it appears there's no limit to what he can do. Yes. I mean, when this news began trickling, and I think when was it Monday or so evening, people were losing their minds and were like, come on, this.
You mentioned in the office that you think it's just a prank he's bullying
or
something.
Yeah, that was what I said. I was like, this is, I mean, it's Shatta Wale we are talking about. He's just up to his usual tricks. I mean, it's nothing people should be worried about. And so I was surprised people were falling for it anyway. But eventually it went on and on, and here we are. But the thing is, generally, I just think, look, PR stunts are part of the game. Okay, it's normal to you know, to put up certain stunts just so you can get attention to push your work.
But to this extent,
I'm getting somewhere with this. It's part of the industry. Now, and you see the thing about artists and what they do. I mean, they adopt all kinds of ways to try to push their stuff. So, for instance, some would use a beef. What we call mm-hmm. a beef is a slang for, you know, fights or disagreements these days. So some people will fake it, where they throw jabs at each other, say stuff, just in the heat of things, and then they drop whatever track they have just to capture, you know, make use of that attention or the buzz they are getting at the time.
To drive it to the track.
Exactly. So some can use that. Others try to play the good old romance script, where they are seen in a compromising position with a fellow artist or mm-hmm. a fellow act that is very, you know, also huge in the industry. Okay, make them capture them in a certain way and then express. Get people talking. I mean, we saw that with Wizkid and Tiwa. I think one video like that, people started, hey, what's happening between Tiwa and Wizkid? I mean, the thing has passed like it never happened. They do these things all the time. Yeah. Some will decide to play the controversy card, and that's where you have Shatta Wale doing all these crazy things. Sometimes it's not even what you see, sometimes what you do. Yeah. Remember this guy, Lord Paper?
Yeah, with a music video.
Exactly. He simply wanted to trend. He simply wanted...
Hey, he really did trend, you know?
Yeah. And he started with soft porn. They say sex sells. I mean, you saw the video, some raunchy video like that. And people, it got people talking. I mean, his talent, well...
Zero. What?
But... I mean, it got people talking. He got the attention he wanted. Yes. So there are so many ways. Some even jump on to advocacy and stuff. So we saw Fix the Country trend.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time, even right now, I mean, we are in the month of the pink month, they call it breast cancer. You could do something around that just so to get people talking. So there are so many ways. There are so many ways you can capture attention. But with Shatta, what he did, I think he just overplayed his hand this time around. Okay, because of the security implications of the act.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, we are talking about an IGP that only until recently was acting in an acting capacity, now made substantive. He has a point to prove.
Hmm.
Okay, he's down there to work. And even before that, he's a man that has a no-nonsense reputation.
Yeah.
Yes, so you can spin this whole narrative about him looking for attention. Attention for what, anyway, to begin with?
That's the question.
Exactly. So he came in with a reputation and... By the looks of it, he's living up to that reputation.
Yeah.
Yes. And for Shatta, well, his cap is full. And it just got to a point, it's almost as if people are becoming tired of his antics, really. Okay? I mean, there's a long list of things he has done and gotten away with it. And this time, I just think that, well, he may have just bitten more than he can.
True. Yeah, that's true. I think there are some artists who are also saying that. They believe that, I mean, it's time he put a stop to such, for them, saying, quote-unquote, childishness.
He's up there, okay? I mean, talk about the big collaborations in the industry. And Shatta has done that, okay? Beyonce, I mean, it doesn't get bigger than that these days, anyway. So, if you are expecting such behaviors, maybe these up-and-coming artists, like Kwame Eugene. But
did you actually
are you poking a bear?
What did I say?
Did you actually
but you know that's relative. That can be argued.
Did you,
you know?
Actually
what
just
do you
do
mean
that
can be argued?
But Kwame Eugene he's known mostly in Ghana
and Nigeria.
What do you mean?
Kwame Eugene is not an up and coming artist.
Well, he's not an up and coming artist, but in terms of popularity, there is a question mark to that. Yeah. Well, the topic is not about Kwame Eugene.
I know, but we're not even talking about popularity. We are talking about if he is an up and coming artist.
No, he's not an up and coming artist. No, yeah,
full stop.
I get that.
Good, because there's no way an up and coming artist will win artist of the year.
Director's here.
No, it's like this one. He will get his later.
Okay, so for me, okay, fine.
Because he didn't even just say he poked me.
Yeah,
he did.
So it's like in your face. A deliberate move, to just get you talking. But then, yeah, we get it.
One later.
Yeah, Hafiz, be careful.
It's like carrying the signpost and bringing it directly into your face. He's waking you up to the call.
I didn't know such thing.
Yeah.
You did not. Mami, what's your favorite Shatta song?
Jaja guide me.
Oh, Lord.
From my enemies.
Oh, he has a song like that?
Does the devil want to hurt?
Kill all of them, we pray.
Yeah, okay,
yes.
Okay, yeah.
And the devil wants to fight. So there's something that
is
There's this one. This apology he did for Khaki. After the whole...
After he massacred her in the song.
Ghana music.
He's not here to apologize. I mean, he didn't only massacre Khaki. He did it with Ghana Music Awards. So.
Yeah, I so that House, is rather. The song of his that I like. But just like Hafiz, I feel like he's... Okay.
You over here.
She's trying to choose her words.
Like,
carefully.
But I feel like for a person as grown as he is, these are childish antics.
Right.
And I feel like the new IGP is looking for scapegoats.
Guy is failing. Guy entered into the nets.
Yeah, and he is using the celebs because these are people that people look up to.
That's
He's
true.
Telling us that nobody is above the law. It's like, yeah, and yeah. And I love it. I'm here for it. It's like,
if you try,
because
it.
We have seen because a lot of no.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
No, but you know, it's okay. Don't worry, she will deal with you later.
Because we see lots of, I mean, this is a person who would just sit on radio, sit in his house, insult people, just talk anyhow. It's like, well, just like Hafiz said, I believe this is just his cup that has become full. It's just karma serving him what he deserves. Yeah, it's like, because we are all tired. And then the IGP was like, relax, my people.
I got you. I got you. Take Moses. A break.
But I'm hoping this actually goes somewhere and it doesn't do what court cases usually do when it is people in certain top places, like people that you know. But I think it's actually the right thing to do. And I hope those who are doing that hashtag Free Shatawale campaign will just stop it.
Because
free him for what?
That's the question. That's the question.
And I'm actually glad it's not just him. It's him and all the people he did it with.
Of course, he can't pull a stunt such as this
in
alone.
In the last minute, you could tell he was trying to distance those guys. Because when he put out those statements, he actually made mention that, sorry to Nana Dope for taking your phone. And
yes, and so sorry to this person. He was trying to take them away. Yes.
Some damage control.
Oh, for them.
Just, yeah, exactly. Just to get them off the hook. But well, too little. Too
sorry late. To Deportee as well. Yeah. Yes.
Deportee? Who is Deportee?
We all know what he's trying to do. And I'm glad it didn't work.
Anyway.
You know the way she's making her face like...
No, because...
You didn't put the pepper in my eye.
It's like, if a person has these type of people around him who would not tell him this is a bit too much...
Yeah.
Then it's like when the heavy rock falls, it should fall on all of you. Because a person shouldn't have only yes men in his circle. And
yes.
This is clearly a person who has a band of yes men in his circles. So if he is suffering the punishment, they should suffer it as well. So next time when my prayers are answered and eventually go in for a few and then they come.
Weeks, days,
a year tops.
Oh, somebody was saying a month. Actually,
why are you saying come on?
Somebody
come on.
Saying a month to actually help it clear because some people.
A month is too short.
A month
won't do anything. A year or let's say a year and a half
can shake
sister.
It off.
You do realize that when carrying out a sentence or when you're about to be sentenced, usually they also consider priors. So, if you are someone that has a squeaky clean, record, or without a criminal record, it means you are less of a risk. You are not a jailbird, basically.
Yes, but for you realize that the charges, the whole causing panic and fear thing that is being put against him, this is actually the first time he's doing something like that.
That's what
but
I'm saying.
But this is the first time the law is actually taking it up.
Has he been behind bars for?
No, this is the first time the law is actually taking it up.
Good.
Exactly.
So that's why when you don't have priors, it helps you in this case. Because
this is not the first time.
But we are still looking at a little jail time, right?
Maybe, but the years. You guys should tone down your expectations.
Maybe 6 months. Maybe six months should. If
you know,
he becomes
that
a jailbird,
to sit and think about his actions.
I mean,
because if it's
somebody
for a short
who has
period,
two
you feel
kids.
Like, oh, I can go through it again.
He has two kids, right?
Mommy, sense or doing the right thing has nothing to do with you even.
But you would think for somebody who would want to be a role model for his kids, he would do sensible things.
Mommy said something about Shatter and his circle. Mm-hmm. Now, you see, the way he operates, you ask Shatter, or you look at Shatter and you're like, okay, so is Shatter actually the boss or is Shatter the artist? Because the way he operates, you can see that, I mean, nobody can tell him anything.
What to do, exactly. That's true. Yeah.
Okay,
that's true.
So for someone like that, remember some time ago I talked about how, you know, everybody needs, or especially when you're in a place of power, you need what you call a toe holder.
Yes.
Someone that can speak truth to you. Okay.
Whether you like,
like
it
she
or
said,
not.
I mean, you don't need a lot of yes men around you. You need someone that can actually look, call your bluff and say, look, hey, enough is enough. Okay. You are going off the rails. So I'm going to be real with you here. But it's almost like Shatter doesn't have that. Or maybe he does have that. He's
but
just
he doesn't listen to them. Oh, he doesn't.
Not to listen. So looking at the way he operates. Because Shatter the artist, yes, we know, I mean, he's gifted. But when you talk about management, who manages his behavior? Who manages all these antics?
That's true.
So it's a huge question when it comes to the way artists behave. And I mean, recently we've seen, what's his name? Funny Face. And his whole issue with the law. Who is controlling, you know, what they put out there or how they act or behave?
Yeah, that's true.
Because, I mean, once you are in the public eye, like it or not, I mean, your every act is going to be scrutinized.
Yes, it is. But
and that has to be managed.
Shatter's, Bulldog is Shatter's manager, right?
He's in his entourage. Yeah,
but I'm not too manager.
Detailed on that, so I'll be speculating.
Well, because from what I've heard, it's like Bulldog is actually the manager, but so far I've also not heard him say anything or put anything out there.
What is he going to put out? Release him?
No, I mean an official statement from the account, but well, Shatter himself has said everything he has to do. Barry?
Yeah, I think Hafiz and Mami have said it all, but I think at the end of the day, it's like doing something wrong and then failing in school. What I still find ridiculous is some of these celebs in quotes, hashtag in free Shatter forward, as if he's done nothing wrong. This guy is clearly, he's violated the law. He's done something contrary to the law. He commands a certain, following, you know, and people are diehard fans of Shatter, tattooing their bodies and everything with these guys. So clearly, there's this time he attacked this contractor working on the road at East Legon. This is an offense. You don't go and ask your boys to go and beat people up at the end. And you come out and even boldly talk about it. Who are you? Like, what's up? You know, so the fact that he has committed now, by Ken Curtis, the new IGP, no nonsense go. So definitely you pay the price, you know. And talking about in his circle, yeah, I mean, one of the guys, there's this guy who once said, I mean, Shatter is a guy who, look, regardless of what you tell him, he will do what he wants to do. See. That's the thing. So he's young, like, I'll do it and see the consequence. And I think talking about Bulldog, I don't know if he's still managing him, because I have not heard
he's
Bulldog since the whole
as to the role he plays
issue came about. But I think he should actually serve if he's found guilty of, because definitely you'll find lawyers trying to defend him. Maybe he should be sentenced, and then there's a court of appeal. He can appeal, and then yeah. Because he's not the first one to take that 1 month or whatever. I don't know why you're seeing 1 month. What is 1 month? 1 year.
No, I'm just looking
to
at...
To serve as a deterrent.
Something in the case of Carl Kese, who also, you know, fell foul of the law and then...
Yeah, but looking at looking at Shatter's own...
Quau's demeanor and the way he carried himself. Quau is nothing like Shatter.
Are they the same?
At all.
And prior to he being in the hands of the law, had he put out such fear
it's
panic?
It's breaking the law, if you are being honest.
No,
how
it's
many
not
times?
Right so now, do you know what I'm actually not, even sets
tail? We are all not lawyers. So what we sit down here to do is, trying to talk about the legality of it is...
We're not talking about the legality. We're not talking about legality, though.
That's what I'm saying.
What
so,
I'm saying is, what Carl Kese did is different from what Shatter did. And like Barry and Mami have mentioned, Shatter has countless times practically manifested what he's capable of. And every time, the law doesn't take it up. But prior to Carl Kese being sent to prison, had he done things like that?
Mm-hmm. No.
So. And you know what's made the current IGP, or even what made the Ghana Police Service actually even go on the Shatter's case, was the kind of sensationalism it was causing. The fear and panic of what people were just putting out there.
It wasn't even just fear and panic. he brought them into it. If you notice Nana Dope's post, he was like, oh my God, you can't keep a good man down. He's been shot. So thanks to the Ghana police,
they actually sat and formulated all those things.
You know, that was what he kept.
And you are saying somebody like that should not stay.
No, I'm saying that's what they did. Okay, the whole idea was to whip up excitement. I'm sure they didn't expect this sort of attention.
Look, they wanted attention,
but not this level.
They should be producing.
People have had
right
enough
now.
Of Shatta. So trust just, me.
They should be producing movies.
Oh yeah,
right
people
now.
Have had enough of him. Thank God I'm not even a
They should be producing movies right now because they can write Charlie. Very great
yeah,
scripts.
So it's just attention gone wrong anyway.
Okay, what of medical?
Medical.
Guy and his wife were actually doing...
I don't know what exactly he was doing.
Free Shatta.
They said he was brandishing a weapon on social media. It's a video of him having a gun.
Was it a video or a photo?
But is that weapon licensed?
It was unlicensed.
Yeah, if it's, I'm asking, if it's licensed,
no, they are not. They are not keeping him because it's licensed on. Like they're keeping him because per the law, mm-hmm. You're not supposed to brandish, show weapon to the public or on public mm-hmm. platforms.
Breaking law here and there.
They actually, the police actually have brought out the article, the clause, and everything.
To be fair, one guy also did that from Eastern Region. Just recently,
he was also picked up. Exactly.
Yes.
He was also picked up. Yeah. So this you can't say is witch hunting or no.
Because the video they are using to make the witch hunt claim is this Fia Schwarzenegger. Because there's a video she's also holding, but for me that thing looks like a toy gun. I don't know. But she's brandishing something like that in the video, blowing smoke of it. They and people are saying, why are they not picking her up?
Largely, I'm very glad they sort of message this whole exercise.
Oh, yeah, he's sending. Yeah.
This sort of cleansing exercise is sending. Because it tells you that, well, you might be tapping into certain foreign cultures, the hip-hop culture or whatever. The gang culture in America is different from here.
Charlie?
We don't even have a gang culture.
People get shot.
So don't
we
think,
don't have
don't
it.
So don't think
Biggie
maybe...
Biggie Parks and stuff are all victims.
All these guys out there that, you know, shot videos and brandishing weapons, like you put it.
Yeah.
In these videos and making it look hip, making it look cool.
They look like gods.
It's something you can do over here. You could use a cutlass, maybe, like Black Sherry.
No, Black O. Let's keep Black O out of the business, man.
A gun clearly is going to get you in a lot.
Black O, eh? Yeah,
so,
man.
So it's nice for once to actually see all these fine laws we have in the books work.
And I think this wasn't even the first time, like brandishing gun. There was these three guys. I don't know if they were from Northern Region or where they were. There were these three young guys holding gun, and they were just clicking the gun like. Showing it like Charlie, we get gun different types.
No, but the good thing about social media is that it's making people rat themselves out.
Yeah,
like okay,
you
so
think you
tell
get
them
that
themselves
far.
Basically.
Yeah, yeah.
This one go and drag this one's own.
But once you pick the camera and point it at your face, I have this. Then okay.
It's gone.
Hello. It's almost like and these days, one guy put out a tweet and was like. Charlie, it's like the IGP has a Twitter handle too. He's monitoring everything.
Charlie,
be very careful with the sort of things you put out.
I mean, no, for the Ghana police, I think I've been following them for some time now on social media. I think they're very, very active. Like every single thing is being updated to the public. Like how what is what like
the
and
IGP,
is
he's
great.
He's brought some
hasn't,
great
hasn't
changes.
Foot,
yeah.
Put a foot wrong since.
Yes.
Since
no. Yeah.
I mean, this is a man who stays in traffic irrespective of whatever.
You know.
Really?
Yeah, somebody told me one time he was in traffic in East Legon and this man was seated comfortably in his car in the traffic.
Come and pass with your double trafficator and say
he could have just put his siren on
and then just gone.
But those people driving these Toyota Corollas,
they'll be doing like this. And then the motorcade in front will use his boot to be boot kicking your car door if you are not moving aside.
Anyway.
Sometimes it's just, I mean, well, I think it's interesting. I'm just happy the laws are working. Okay, so well, let's move on to Tiwa Savage. How many of you here saw the video? Oh, I like the way your what?
I saw the video too.
Okay, Maud.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it.
Okay. You're a child of God.
I don't.
My friend, behave yourself.
No, I'm just. Offering.
Yeah.
The way she just said so. Any
you see
reason
how
why
when sometimes people's tapes leak, mm-hmm. some people are
struggling to go
to
get it.
I don't know.
It.
I've never had that motivation.
I don't think people should be motivated to go just watch. But you see, the reason with Tiwa is I think because she had mentioned it ahead.
Oh, no, but that shouldn't rather make people want to go watch it. I mean, it's Tiwa, for God's sake. Everybody want to go watch it. if Beyonce's sex tape drops, like, hey, Beyonce, if Jay-Z, hey, everybody, because like, these guys are celebrities, so we really want to, everybody was like pushed to go, but, you know.
Tiwa, Auntie Tiwa. Okay. Oh, but
African
oh,
bad girl.
She's in her 40s, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's been around.
So. Oh, she has. Yeah. She has. What was your general opinion of it?
I think, look, at the risk of sounding judgmental or a jerk or
I
whatever,
like the way Mott is looking at you.
I think it serves her right. Yes. It serves her right.
You think she deserves that?
Yes.
Why?
Good. Now, look.
You are waiting for the why.
Good. If you put yourself in such a position,
mm-hmm.
you are keeping such material or you have such material somewhere, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it gets out. I'm sorry. In my books, you don't get any sympathy cards here. No, sorry. Because but look, that's what I'm saying. Look, here's my thing on this. Why would you want to share such an intimate moment and then record yourself in the act?
Yeah,
now
the
I get it.
It's
a different conversation when you are you are not aware, okay, and someone records it and then pushes that out. That's what they call revenge porn or something. So that is an issue. But you are aware. You record. You have such a material. You are like, yes, I have it. I have my own sex tape. Now understand. No matter who you do, you are doing it with in the video. Once it gets out, and interesting enough, usually when it gets out, the woman gets it the worst.
Yeah.
Notice the reaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody's really talking about the guy.
Was
like,
with
the guy.
Nobody was with the guy. Cara.
With the guy, they are always like, yeah, Charlie, you are hitting it. I don't know if you get me. You more like get applause.
Tiwa.
Yes, and the lady. I mean,
she's getting
in the
all
video,
the bashing.
Yes,
yeah, true.
She gets the short end of the stick. She gets called all kinds of names.
Mm.
Why would you put yourself in such a situation?
But
so for me, look, because it's such. Look, when you are in such a state, I mean, the last thing you should be thinking of is your phone. I mean, for goodness sake, I'm enjoying a moment here. Why would I be thinking about my phone?
Oh,
like,
wow.
I don't understand.
Oh, wow.
No, no. Let's be real here.
Are you being empathetic?
Go,
man. Go, man. Yo,
so,
come on. You guys are doing it.
What? Dude, stop saying that.
Are you talking
Abraham
about?
Does it. She
take
does
a video whilst I'm intimate with my woman?
Abraham does it. You do it.
Hold on. What do you mean? What do you mean? What are you saying? Are you saying?
Maybe Epi. So
Epi do what?
Doesn't do it.
Do what?
What are you talking about?
Sex. What is all this sex? Whole thing about it?
Is sex a
can we not talk about that?
No, I'm not.
I'm
more seriously asking.
I'm saying that. Look,
right
listen,
now.
Listen,
wait,
listen.
Wait.
I'm saying.
Are you saying the sex with a video or sex?
Let's not.
No, he's saying that.
Okay, sex.
Why are you thinking about your phone when you're having sex?
Okay, that's fine. Let's skip that. Continue.
I mean, if it's done right, that's the last thing you even actually think about.
Oh, yeah, but you see,
I'm still going somewhere with this.
Okay.
So,
land.
Professionnel.
Land.
Oh, yeah.
No, seriously. Okay. I'm just trying to see where this whole...
Sensei.
All this, Auntie Tiwa, she doesn't deserve that. No, she deserves it. Yes. Mm. She kept herself in that position.
Right.
Okay. Next time, don't record yourself. Nobody needs to see that part of you. Okay, nobody needs to see it.
Right.
Even if you have it, even when it's your husband. Look, there was this instance where this guy had such material on his phone and we had just come to play football. Then he was like, and you see, the funny thing is, you never know how these things get out.
Yeah.
He had this thing on his phone and he was about to, you know, get substituted onto the pitch and was like, oh, Charlie, keep this phone for me. So he had forgotten he had such things on it. So the guy that took it just simply started going through. So, a video and quickly sent it onto his phone.
Oh dear.
And it started from there. Charlie, you know. So these things, when you keep them, it's just a disaster waiting to happen. And I'm not even worried about her. If there's anyone I'm worried for her son.
The son, yes.
Her 15-year-old son.
Yeah.
Who gets this?
He's 15?
Yes, the guy is now 15.
Tiwa's son?
Yes, or yes. She
Are
said
you
that.
Sure?
She said it. Yeah. She said it in one of the radio interviews.
Really?
That the boy, I mean, having
her
to deal with this.
Bills? I don't think he's up to 15.
How old
maybe
is
she has. That boy should be like 10, 11.
6 years.
6 years, are you sure?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, he was 6 in 2015.
The guy should be old now.
He was 6 in 2015.
Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so he should be like
11.
Yeah, should be
12,
like 11, 12. Like,
now, yeah, 15 years also. Charlie, we there. We know when that
no,
boy.
No, but wait. But even at that.
Yeah. I mean,
yes.
Clearly.
So imagine this guy going around or says that, and he gets, your mother is this, your mother is that. Oh, yeah, I've seen your mother is this. I mean, how
did they actually
that
even show the video to him?
Exactly.
It's
and
kids
are mean.
So, yeah.
They could do that to him.
Especially those who are envious of
so, So, and even when the whole thing came out, she even talked about the fact that, yes, she was worried about what this would do to her son. Then I was asking myself, why?
You see, the thing with hers, she wasn't the one that recorded. Apparently, it was the guy who was
recording.
He mistake, according to her, he mistakenly or accidentally posted it on Snap.
Stop. Why would you don't even so that's an
mad. And the thing is, some would actually even tell you, look, some would tell you, okay, record, but before we leave the room or whatever,
I want
after
to
this,
delete.
Delete it.
Why would you even record?
So, no, that's what I'm saying. Some would even just, okay, fine. I mean, if they are willing to bend the rules.
So,
like, okay,
wait, you're recording to watch yourself.
That's the whole idea. That's the excitement. Some, okay, let's record ourselves. Okay, let's see how we performed.
Oh, you're coming to give yourself marks.
Exactly. People get excited. People have all kinds of kinks.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So, it could be part of it. Some also just enjoy having sex and having people watch them. The voice. Yeah. So we have all kinds of weird things out there. So if that is your thing, I don't see why you should be recording it and having people, you know, talk about these things.
That's true.
So for me, personally, she doesn't get sympathy cards from me.
Right.
Oh, I get it. Maud, I know you love her.
I do love her, but that was, forgive my word, stupid.
Simple.
Yeah.
Why are you recording yourself in the act? Like Hafiz said, in the words of Hafiz,
you are
not
dead.
To be.
You
are
not.
So
this
dead,
is not
Hafiz.
My own words. So this is in Hafiz's Hafiz, words.
Judgmental.
It's Hafiz, like Hafiz et al. 2021.
I mean, this is something that is meant to be enjoyed. Mm. So why are you even thinking about your phone in that instant?
Mm-hmm.
What's the purpose?
Like, what ad do you want to see? Do you not know how you're winding your waist in the act?
Oh, wow.
Or you don't know how your thing looks like?
It's like, what do you want to see?
Anyway.
I feel like, in as much as it's unfortunate, it has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it should serve as a warning. Honestly, I feel like this thing has happened so many times.
People are still not
people
learning
should,
from it.
Shouldn't even be doing it.
She's not the first celebrity.
I mean,
because
Kim
to, right?
And I know about Kim and who else?
Tiffany. It happened to Tiffany as well. Yeah, it did.
Tiffany was in Global, so we couldn't chalk that. But still, no, she wasn't.
Tiffany.
Oh, she was.
Azonto.
Feels with her kind of.
Okay, fine. But I feel like it has happened to so many people. You think people would have learned from it.
Yeah.
So like I said, it's unfortunate, but I hope she has learned something from it. And I hope others who have plans of doing it would not. Because just like Hafiz said, sometimes you guys are just recording for recording's sake. And you tell the person, delete it. And let's say, and the person doesn't. Sometimes a person can delete it right in front of you.
Backups.
They can retrieve it.
You
for all you know, when he actually finished recording, he shared it with somebody. And we find ourselves in a world where sometimes relationship lasts, sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
And for all you know, it could go sad and then revenge porn.
Revenge, Charlie.
I remember one time two guys were picked by the police. Because apparently one broke up with his girl and he decided to put their video out there.
Wow, look at that. So then it's like now he's out to damage or get it.
It's like, why would you leave me? So it's like, I hope people will learn from it. Because there's no point in actually videoing yourself while in that act.
That's true. Barry.
Real quick. I think we're going to have more. But then I think it's silly to be engaged in such an intimate moment and then you record in the first place. For me, the policies don't record in the first place. Talk less of, I'll record and I'll delete later. That statement don't even start it. And it's unfortunate that it happened to Tiwa. And for me, I'm just worried about the son. How how it's going to affect him psychologically. I just hope there's an already arranged way to, you know, deal with the situation. But honestly, this should be a lesson to all of us. Those in that circle, yeah.
And you see, and look, just to put this out there, you know, there are instances where you find these days cameras come in all kinds of funny shapes.
You know,
it hit a nerve there. Okay,
yeah, because someone showed me a pen, and the thing was like had a camera. Exactly. That I'm like, ah.
So look, sometimes you get into someone's place, okay, and you see this so many times, young ladies, when someone wants to get at you, and then they place their laptop in a certain way. Check that once you watch the positioning. And when the room is dark, usually when a camera is on, there's a tiny light.
There, by it, yes.
Okay, these are very little things you can actually do to help yourself. But in this case, yes, even if, when you are not aware and this happens.
That's a different case altogether.
Exactly, that's a different case. But in a situation where you actually, yes, you okay, take a video of it.
Snapchat.
He had it. Someone had it. He mistakenly, what? I'm sorry, but you deserve it.
To some extent, yeah. You allow him to post it on Snapchat, and you'll be seated there seeing he posted it on Snapchat.
Why are you keeping a material that will damage you should any other person, you know, have access to it? Why? Why should you have that?
Anyway.
I think...
Question for the girls.
Mort said it's a question for the gods, because I mean we can't answer, but the same way people are actually driven to record themselves, I think probably like, that why? Same desire
I
actually
want
keeps
to see
them
the,
to
the thinking. Yes, beyond the kinks, what?
Well, so the materials includes photos as well, right? Not just videos.
Yeah.
Well
anyway.
Finally, we're almost out of time, but the last thing is the NSAS Memorial.
NSAS?
Yes, the NSAS Memorial. So we saw a couple of people gather at the Lekki toll gate. Some people were there. It was like a vigil for some groups. And, I mean...
Yeah.
20th of October 2020.
It was a sad day for Omo Niger brothers.
Disturbing.
Yeah. I mean, it was very disturbing. The sort of images and videos we saw. That was last year, right?
That was last year.
Yes, just last year. I mean, funny how time flies.
You know?
Yeah. And it's been a year already. And... the young, and I think a lot of their concerns haven't been addressed, but they tried.
Yeah,
I mean, tried to address, you know, the operations of this rogue police unit known as SARS. I think these days they've been rebranded as SWAT. Yes, yeah, they call them SWAT now.
Special weapon and tactics.
They just disperse them into different sections.
They call them after the whole
and
incident.
So
they disbanded.
SWAT.
Yes,
yeah, they took them into different sections,
and then they now call them SWAT. Even that, well, young folks in Nigeria,
people have had a problem.
They still have issues. And yesterday, in commemoration of the whole thingy, you saw the heavy police presence at the
that
toll
was the
gate
yes.
and everything. So, I mean, you couldn't even look left or right. Just move, waka, they go.
Just go pay your tribute and
exactly.
go, man.
So,
yeah,
some
right.
of them just chose to honk while they drove past the police. They're like, yeah, just keep going, keep moving.
Yeah.
And then and a few disturbing, you know, videos I saw,
yes,
especially involving the camera crew of Arise TV. There's a lady, one of the newscasters, I think, was being manhandled in one of the videos. And this guy actually had the nerve. Well, I mean, that's ballsy anyway. Excuse it. But he actually stood there to grant an interview talking about how the police are underpaid and everything. Interesting enough, the police just came and said, my friend, bundled him into the van.
You're not a good person, eh?
Wait, he was actually talking for the
yes,
police.
He was talking about how, you know, the police, you know, institution needs reform and, you know, even the police officers, and he turned and looked at them, they are underpaid. No, no, they were coming towards him.
He thought he was fraternizing.
Yes, he was in a red beret, I think. They just came and took it off, yanked it off his head, and like, move. Oh,
yeah.
You know how aggressively usually.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Oh, they pushed him in there. And so, but a few arrests here and there, there was this guy too that was. I mean, very disturbing videos anyway, but...
I saw one that has something like tear gas. I didn't want to be sure whether it was from just that one or it was from the...
And there was this funny one as well where the camera, you know, the journalists were actually, you know, just recording them. And The police officers also decided to take out their phone. Hey, oh yeah, we too go record you. Then the journalists are like, ah, but we are supposed to. What is this? What do you actually know what you are doing? Hey, we too go record. Interesting times in Nigeria. But it's Nigeria is strategic, and with all these disturbances happening there, I only hope that eventually they can find a way of working around this, because it's every year on year out, it's one situation after the other. You know, young men getting profiled and, you know, just, you know, being ascribed a certain form of criminality simply because you are carrying a laptop bag, simply because you have an iPhone. Yes, and in instances, you are forced to go to the ATM and make certain withdrawals just because you have a gun pointed at you and everything. So it's very disturbing. It's very disturbing. And you see, and this doesn't even augur well for the image of the country. Because I remember my sister going to Nigeria just quite recently to do something, a day or two. I was tense. It almost felt like she was in a war zone. Because I couldn't wait for her to just tell me I'm leaving Nigeria. That was how bad it was. And nobody should ever feel like that.
That's true. Well, thank you guys so much. We've exceeded time. But it's been a great discussion. So as you guys are going, I wanted to say, I observe a moment of silence for them then during the headlines or the trends. Yes. So, but just remember the lost souls and their families as well. It's a very important thing for Nigeria and then Africa as a whole. We'll be jumping on. Thank you guys so much. We'll be jumping on to the court of Mame Aba Muaminta. She looks like she's going to cry. I don't know if the whole 20th of October thing brings a lot of memories to her mind, but yeah, we're moving on to take what's on.
What's on?
What's on?
What's on?
Okay. You actually did that to him.
I always do that to him.
Does he like it?
I'm sure he does.
Okay. What's on?
Well, due to time, we'll just do one thing. So, which is the biggest on my list? The Glitz Africa Fashion Week 2021.
Are you attending?
I'm not too sure. I don't feel too well, so I'm not sure. I mean, this is its 9th year. Last year, it didn't happen due to COVID. It kept getting postponed. Mm-hmm. But this year, it's happening, and the theme is creativity and sustainability. Today is the 22nd, which means it started on the 20th, mm-hmm. and it is ending on Sunday, the 24th. Now, for those who don't already know, the Glitz Africa Fashion Week is a fashion week that brings together industry players, fashion designers, entrepreneurs, influencers, students, and enthusiasts for an exciting lineup of activities every year. This year, it's happening at the Grand Arena. It will happen at the Grand Arena, the Accra International Conference Center, the Under Bridge. It will also take place at Garage Lounge and Bar. Okay. And
that changed things for you?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. The way she went, like, okay, something sparked in her eyes.
And and then the Octagon Rooftop. So, like I said, due to time, tomorrow's one is happening at the Grand Arena Accra International Conference Center. And then it will start from 9 a.m. straight through to 11:20 p.m. If they go on the Glitz Africa night, if they go on the Glitz Africa page, they can find the lineup. Then on Sunday, it's happening at the Octagon Rooftop. Then there's the after party at Front's Back at 10 p.m. So if you're a lover of fashion, you want to see streetwear designers, you want to buy some fashion things as well, this weekend, all roads are heading to the Glitz Africa Fashion Week, which is taking place in various vantage points in the capital city of Accra. So if you happen to be in Accra and you're a lover of fashion like myself, make sure to go there. That's all we have for What's On for today.
Okay.
What's new?
What's new?
What's new?
Okay, so finally, Tems has released the video for the number one song of her If Orange Was a Place EP, and that is Crazy Things. The video, dope. Go check it out. Check the song out, Crazy Things, as well. If you haven't checked out the EP, Orange Was a Place, check that out as well. And Common has a new song out. Common is an American rapper who is currently dating Tiffany Haddish, and they're so cute together. It's like, Yeah, he's so good to her. Good. You know when women leave problematic relationships, marriages,
and they fall into
and they find men who actually treat them like the queens that they are.
My God.
It's so beautiful to see. They're so good together. And he does some very... He just treats her like women should be treated. And it's beautiful to see.
Go get a man.
Yeah. Do you have a man?
Next thing on the bill.
Have you heard the program?
Next. It's okay. Let's just go to the
so
next
come thing. On, Tiffany's boo. Tiffany's beau. Yeah.
Just go get the man. Just go to the next bill.
Has a new song out and it's titled When We Move. It's featuring Black Thought. Black Thought, I believe, is also an American rapper. I don't know about him. But and then Sean Kuti, one of the sons of the late fella Kuti.
Yeah.
And it's titled, like I said, When We Move. It comes together with an official video and it's a beautiful song. It talks about the greatness of the black man, how we set the pace and then the rest of the world follows.
How we set the pace.
It's like when we do things, then the world follows. The world copies us, then they rename it and call it something else.
You just have to use the word copy.
Do they not?
Okay, well, they
it's not even copy. They steal from us.
Okay, just at this juncture.
Yeah, so beautiful song. They should go check that out as well. And have an amazing weekend. But continue to wear a mask, especially if you haven't been vaccinated. Wear a mask, social distance, and do something new. Try something new this weekend. Don't stay in the house without a book. That's all I have for what's new for today.
Really? That was a very that was a low jab at me.
It wasn't a low jab. It was actually a high jab.
It was a
direct jab
at me.
Yeah.
Wow. Bye. Have a nice day. Just enjoy it. Just bye bye bye. Go. But you know what? We're done. That's the end of the show. Thank you guys so much. It was an amazing time. Eh? Don't stay home with a book like she said. Actually, do stay home with a book. Good music and good food. And well, if you do want to go out, you can go to the. It's not boring. It's not boring. I should go shake my ass on a yacht. In a bikini. Guys, do have a wonderful, lovely weekend because I'm hearing things right now. Before we go, let me actually give you the daily quiz. So today's daily quiz says the Ya Santowa War of 1900 was also known as A. Ejisu Golden Stool War, B. Sagrenti War, C. War of the Golden Stool. The Ya Santowa War of 1900 was also known as A. Ejisu Golden Stool War, B. Sagrenti War, C. War of the Golden Stool. You can send your answers. The answer is actually C. The War of the Golden Stool. So if you didn't know, now you know. Now don't forget, take some time, take care of yourself this weekend. We'll be back next week, same time, 1 to 3 p.m. Sorry if we've exceeded the time. The conversations were very interesting. Our poem is Stand Up Against Cancer, and it's by Joshua Jerry. I'll leave you in the hands of Joshua Jerry. Have a wonderful weekend and come prepared for the next week.
An enduring fighter, a survivor, a brave-hearted leader, a warrior. We call her Mother. The provider, the protector. She strives to be the human directory, the physical guide of what God maps out for our lives. From staying up for many late nights with cries and prayers and questions of why to waking up to the sunrise, climbing out of bed consciously aware that God is by her side, she survives. Not even the malignant war of cysts that disintegrated her left breast could reach the core of her heart. Not even the stitches sewn upon her chest could weave low self-esteem within the spirit of her aunt. And no matter how many times those respiratory machines tried to breathe life, no matter how much killer chemo created sorrow, she made it her goal to believe that God had everything under control. What kept her physically alive was the Spirit of God who resided inside, giving her a desire to seek His grace, to lift her heavy eyelids, opening the gates of light of which shines from inside, to lifting up holy hands almost every day to give God praise for His guidance through the storm, for touching her heart, which thumped the rhythmic beat, consistently pumping energy, pleading for a touch of the blood of Jesus to feed her fragile body with more and more of His sovereignty.
believe that somehow, some way, God implanted the spirit of her within me. Within her resided abundant beauty. In the dint of her cheeks unfolds a wide smile, revealing a peak of the wisdom she speaks, a harmony of life. Whenever she was knocked off her feet, her determinancy always reminded me that something greater kept her alive. As her youngest breed, her battle reminds me that you only get one chance to shine. And from the lessons learned, she taught me to have faith in Jesus Christ. Therefore, since I believe in resurrection, within me, she survives.
Well, she survives, and that is the Breast Cancer Awards. It's a poem by, like I mentioned, Joshua Terry. Now, I wanted to quickly mention before we say bye-bye that do not forget, if you want entertainment, health news, you want agriculture, edutainment, all of them, if you're a Vodafone user, all you have to do is dial 321 on your phone and you get access to all this great information. So don't forget, if you're on Vodafone, it's 321 and you have access to all the great news.